Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to today's episode. I'm thrilled that you are here with me, and I'm thrilled to have Teresa Blaze. Her company is Kadosh Media Productions, and she is a business, life, and podcast coach. So she's got a lot going on. So welcome to the show, Teresa. It's lovely to have you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you very much.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about how you became a business, life, and podcast coach. Kind of what was your journey to where you are today?
It really started, okay, so I, back in 2019, well, no, a little bit further back, we had a previous company and into podcasting because we were thinking, we're having trouble with the SEO, which is search engine optimization, because that's when all the Google updates, animal updates were coming out, Panda and all those guys. And we were working with local clients at the time, and we were just getting hammered. And it wasn't that we were doing anything wrong. We just didn't know what we didn't know. We got into podcasting. The first podcast we did didn't really take off very well. And I felt led by the Lord. Long story short, he asked me to start a podcast. And that one started really taking off. Fast forward to about 2019, I think it was. And the Lord gave us a word when we were praying. He said, my people don't know how to hear my voice. I want you to give them a voice. And so he gave us Kadosh Media, which is our podcast production. And then we also do video editing and publishing, but we didn't start there. We started with podcast production.
Yeah, you were doing podcast production long before most people.
Yeah. So we've been doing that for quite a while. And then as a result of my podcast, the Unresolved Life podcast, the Lord opened up the door for me to write some books. He asked me to step into life coaching. And I thought at the time, I'm like, well, I have a client that's a life coach, so maybe I'll, learn how to market her better. No, the program I'm working through, they were like, no, we're going to teach you to be a life coach. And I put it off and I put it off. And I'm just like, I don't know. But then Lord was kind of like, I want you to help people find me in their story. That's why you're in this program.
Wow.
Okay. I get it. All right. The answer is yes, because I've tried saying no to you before. That doesn't work out well. And the podcast coaching is kind of just a nuance of, I enjoy what I do and I enjoy watching people get it. So that's kind of a brief synopsis of who I am and what I do.
That's fantastic. Wow. So you didn't talk about business coaching, though. Did that just kind of fall in as you were doing podcasting and podcast production?
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of times when I talk to podcasters or new podcasters, they're like, I don't know. Can you really make money with podcasting? Well, actually, what does Gary Vaynerchuk say oftentimes, right? You're a media company first, and then you're a business. So your podcast is an extension of who you are. And so you want to actually, and I walk them through that. Well, how would I make money? Well, okay, let's look at that. What does that look like?
I love that. You're a media company first and a business second. That is so true. Do you have a particular, it's going to be put you on the spot. Do you have a particular part of your business that you like the best, that you enjoy the most?
Oh, yeah, I do. I especially love, I enjoy podcasting. I enjoy getting on the mic and doing what I do because my podcasts are faith-based. And so I enjoy encouraging others. But when I'm coaching someone and helping them find some breakthrough and helping them like get to that place of freedom, that's gold to me.
I love that. You can tell and you get that aha moment. You can hear it in their voice. You can see it in their face. It's like, oh, I never thought of that. That's perfect for me.
Exactly.
It was funny. I had a guest on the other day and she said she was editing someone's, I forget what you call it, their final exam, if you will, to get their degree. Mm-hmm. And she said, they were talking about art therapy. And she was reading it and editing it for them. And she's like, I was getting more excited and more excited. She was like, is this really a profession? And that's how she learned about it. And then she ended up, going and getting educated through it. So that's fantastic.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really fun. You just never know where that inspiration is going to hit.
Absolutely not. And oftentimes when you're talking to someone and you're in that zone, it doesn't feel like work to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. And you think, well, that's too easy. That can't be it. Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about some of your clients. Maybe they were a favorite client, or maybe they were a client that just had an amazing transformation. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm going to talk about a current client who I just absolutely love and adore. We've known her as friends for like about 15 years, but then she contacted us and we were talking. She's like, "So I've just published a, or I've just written a book, but I don't know how to publish it." And it was so funny. My husband looks at me and goes, "We're not getting into the book publishing business." And I'm like, "Okay." And then this client calls and goes, "So I just written, but I don't know how to." And we kind of looked at each other and we got an idea because she's written a prayer devotional. And I'm like, "I think we could help you." It's been so cool because out of that devotional has flowed a Bible study, has flow has she's writes like daily prayers and posts them. Just recently she's recording them in audio and is going to turn it into a daily podcast. And it all started because she gave God her yes and she wrote this devotional. And like what I love about her is that she takes action. Like she hears what we're saying and then she just goes and does it. You know, I had a client in the past who did that same thing, right? Like, because oftentimes you get these people that they're like, "Oh yeah, I want to do this," and then they don't move on it. They don't act. Then they want like a gourmet steak on a hamburger budget, and you're like, it doesn't work that way. One of the things that I tell my clients often is embrace the suck factor. When it comes to podcasting or videos or whatever you're gonna do, you're gonna suck at first. That's just how it is. Get it out of your system so you can start getting to where you're creating the good content. Well, I had this one client, funny enough, she was a life coach, har har, and I was at a conference for podcasting and I got a text from her and she goes, "Here's suck number one." Because I tell them, I think you need about 50 episodes to find your voice. Really. And so she sends me this video and it was bad and it was cringy and it was all those things, but I couldn't help but smile because I knew that she was going to find her voice. The client that I'm working with now, she is a gem. I'm so honored to work with her. I can't tell you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I love that. I love it when, because you can have great ideas, you can share them with someone, but if you don't take action on them, they're not going to happen. Things just won't happen without you taking action. And if you don't, sometimes you miss great opportunities, like the client you're working with now, who all of a sudden, you know, started with one thing and has sprung into all different kinds of things.
Oh, absolutely. We now co-host a podcast together, actually.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I enjoy, like, she's one of those ones that I enjoy talking to as a friend. She's one of those ones that she encourages me. She called me this morning because she felt the need to pray for us. I mean, come on. That to me, a lot of people won't may not understand that, but when you connect with someone because they're actually getting it and they're taking action and things are happening, that there's gold there.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And that's so sweet that she's reaches out to you, but also it makes her such a great podcast. If the two of you have, you know, a great relationship and a great conversation, that's what people want to hear.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no. So my husband and I started this podcast in particular and then we felt led to bring her on as a co-host and it just works.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So tell me a little bit about your clients. So podcasts probably could be anything. Do you agree?
So our client base is very niche. We work with faith-based entrepreneurs or online ministries.
And that's for all three, for business, life, and podcast.
Correct.
Excellent. So, where's the best place that you find your ministries, I guess?
I actually operate a lot on Facebook and then I talk to a lot of people that way.
That's great. So, what do you think makes coaching such a powerful tool for people?
I think it helps break barriers that you may have that you don't know you have.
I love
Like,
that.
seriously, a lot of times I ask a lot of questions because my thing is I want to get to the truth of the matter, whatever we're dealing with. And sometimes you have to deal with the inner game stuff before you can deal with the outer game. What do I mean by that? I mean, the Bible says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And it says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Well, if that's true, then how is your headspace, right? What are you thinking about? Okay. Well, whatever you're thinking about, you're probably going to, act it out. Well, okay. So coaching, I believe, really helps you kind of regulate those thoughts because let's face it, half the time your headspace is a dumpster fire wrapped in a disaster area.
Well said.
Okay, let's just be honest here. Isn't that the case? Isn't that how it works? Okay, well, if that's how it works, then what do you do? I encourage the believer, that is to say, a follower of Jesus Christ, to take every thought captive to the pulling down strongholds, as the Bible says. And that's like. That's how I operate. I've seen coaching actually restore a marriage. And I was so honored to help with that it was incredible.
That's fantastic. And I love that we as coaches appreciate other coaches and typically have other coaches because
Oh,
we see
yes.
the value and the importance of that.
Absolutely. I have coaching in right now. I'm being coached in different areas. I also have accountability partners. I firmly believe in that.
The internal game. I talk to a lot of life coaches and mindset coaches, and they're all in agreement. There's only so much and so far that you can get without addressing what's in your heart and what's in your mind and what you think you can accomplish.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm not woo-woo. I don't do the for the bland spiritualism, but I like I said, I am a Christian, okay? So I think I filter things through that grid, everything. And if your mindset isn't under control, then it's going to affect everything you do and how you think and how you operate.
Yep, without a doubt. So, do you have a favorite like system or ritual or tool that helps kind of keep you grounded? Because you're working with a lot of people and helping them, building them up and holding them accountable. And sometimes that's tiring work.
Yes, I believe in Shabbat, that is to say a Sabbath. So for me, every Saturday, I don't do any work at all. I use that time to rest. I use that time to study God's word. I use that time to recharge.
That's great. Yeah, that's smart.
And like every person, we need it. We need that connection. We need that recharge.
Yeah, without a
And
doubt.
you can't run 7 days a week.
Yeah, and sometimes as an entrepreneur, you want to. Your entrepreneur will trade a 40-hour a week job for a 60 to 80-hour a week business.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
But it's your passion, and so it's very easy to try and work every single day. But I'm 100% in agreement that you need a good 24 hours of being away from work, so that
Yes.
you can recharge and you can get excited and invigorated, and it just brings you back to a really good place.
Absolutely. It really does. And we weren't meant to work 7 days a week. We were meant to have a day of communion with God. Like I said, that's how I operate. I will take the time, I'll rest, I'll get a nap, I do a lot of things, because during the week I'm pretty much tapping out. I'm running, 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 running. So that Sabbath is crucial.
Yeah, I think a lot of business owners that are listening can totally appreciate that. So, is there anything else that you're kind of working on behind the scenes right now that might be coming out that we can look forward to?
Absolutely, yes. I am working on a book, and it's going to be coming out in November. Story of, it's called Protected, a story of survival, faith, and redemption. And it is the story of my early childhood up to when I got married and how I came to faith in Christ and some of the things that God had to bring me through.
Brilliant. When that comes out, if you would give us a link to that, we'll be happy to put that in the show notes so that other people can enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Okay, and tell me what your podcast name is. If you have more than one, we'd love to hear that as well.
Okay, so I have a couple, or I've got about three of them that are actively running. I've got Blazing Guts, which is a faith-based NFL show. I do that with a friend of mine. What we do is we highlight Christian football players who live their faith on and off the field, and then we cover different teams. Okay, and so we've got that, and then I've got the Equipped podcast, which is equipping God's people for the last days, and that's the one that I do with my friend Valerie Rocha and my husband. And I have Unresolved Life, which is a podcast seeking to answer life's most difficult questions. So I tackle the stuff that makes the church uncomfortable.
Oh, wow. How does the
Because
church feel about
I've had some interesting conversations.
that? Good stuff. Do you have guests on that one, or do you just
I
kind
do, yeah, I do, yes.
of? Okay. Good stuff.
But I usually tackle everything from why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? Why does God send someone to hell? What about aliens and UFOs? Are they real? And if so, what are they? I deal with the paranormal. I deal with any number of topics because my belief is very simple. In Isaiah 1:6, he says, "Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow." And the thing is, God is not afraid of your questions. He's got big shoulders. He can handle it. Even if you're totally ticked off at him, he has big shoulders. He can handle it. But the thing is, if we don't have the answers, biblical answers, the world certainly will, and they won't lead you to God. And so my goal for that show is to help someone wrestle through the questions.
Fantastic. Do you take questions on that show?
I don't. I haven't figured out a good system for doing that.
Well, that makes sense. That's good stuff. Well, we will definitely put a link to all of your podcasts in the show notes so people can go and listen, because I'm sure they're very curious about some of them. And so, how would you like people to reach out to you if they're interested in maybe becoming a guest? Do you take guest requests?
I do, yes. If you're interested, the one that where I do the guesting stuff is you can email me at Teresa at unresolved.life. Otherwise, you could find me on Facebook.
And it's Teresa Blaze, but it's BLAES, not
Yes, ma'am.
BLAE.
Yeah, no, BLAES.
Excellent. Okay, good. Last question. If you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. And what does that mean? It means if you put God first, if you chase after him first, then whatever else you're looking to do, he'll provide, because the Bible says he gives us the desires of our heart. But that doesn't mean we need to ask selfishly. No, I'm really big on take the actions you're called to take, but put God first.
That's lovely. Well, Teresa, I can't thank you enough for joining me today. You have such amazing podcasts, it sounds like. I'm excited to check those out. And thank you for sharing your story and your inspirations.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the time to be on the show.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.